This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I just wanted to know what spurred this obsession of the week for you. Obviously, for
Lucien.
Right.
Right. We talked about it last week.
I just meant, like, was there a reason that you went to Lucien? Was it just because you heard it was good and then you were like, this is the reason why I want to go to a French brasserie? Don't make that face at me.
I got dinner with a friend because she wanted to see me before I left. I wanted to see her as well.
On Monday, I said, what kind of food do you want? Pick a type of food and I'll find a place and make a reservation. She said French. So I was just looking up good French restaurants in New York City. And then I saw Lucien and I had walked past Lucien last weekend. And I was like, oh, that's funny because one of my friend's new boyfriend's name is Lucien and I haven't met him and he's very mysterious. So I was going to send her a photo of him.
Grace. Writing on the forearm, twins.
Snap. What you got?
Nothing.
Nothing. You brought up a tattoo. What does it say?
Yeah.
It's a Jerry Garcia reference. Nobody gives a shit.
I'm curious.
It says Sans Souci. It's modeled after a wood sign that was above his house in Stinson Beach while he recorded. What'd you say?
His house?
It ended up being a wood sign over his house stairs. And he sort of recorded bluegrass tracks there. I love the music. I love the vibe, Ration. And so I put it on my thigh, Ration.
It's your forearm. You just said forearm words, twins.
Right. But what if someone's not watching the YouTube video? Mm. So now they think I have a thigh tat, which I think is hot.
Oh, they think we have matching thigh tattoos.
Thigh tattoos, yeah.
And that which are both visible.
Sure. Skies out, thighs out. Let's have yams with our games today. Let's get the energy up. The sign was over his house stairs.
Got it.
And it's on my arm. And I think
cares?
That's fine. Yes. And who cares? We have
Who's Jerry
a
Garcia?
Lot. He started the Grateful Dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair. I only know him from the ice cream. The Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Cherry Garcia. Jeff, have you ever had that?
Yeah, I've had it.
And?
And it's pretty good. I like cherry vanilla ice cream on the day. Add a little bit of fudge ripples in there, I think. And I'm quadrupling down on ripple. You bitch. Cool. Sorry. Fuck you guys. Here we go. We've got a shit ton to get to today. Let's start it off with every... What's that?
Oh, really?
Yes, oh, really. Is that... Sorry, is that O-H space R-E-A-L-L-Y? Or is that O-R-L-Y all caps?
The first one.
The shit is played out, so let's get this over with. I'm gonna go... What's that?
Didn't say anything. Pump fake. You bit.
Let's go.
I understood that reference.
Thank you.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, draw the contact. Still get it off.
Yeah. Let's go Victor Wembanyama. And I think it'd be good to have like a 7-foot bond. With the handles, with the candles. I mean, he's spending. Because Victor at this point, I mean, he's like, he's making the money that he could walk into the Lalabo and just get that bucket candle, that Santal 26 in a hash.
French bond?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. What if like it was all in Paris? And instead of MI6, it's like MIA, because you don't know where they are.
That's cool. Victor Wembanyama. Scoot Henderson for me.
And I'll go Daniel Craig.
Got it. Here we go.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned. Get it started. Get it started. Get it started. Let's get it started.
We do have a lot to get to, but I'm trying to make sure you guys feel like you're getting words in edgewise, because everybody fucking complains about that on this show. What do you guys want to talk about? And then we'll get to the good stuff.
I'm on my iPad, and it's doing this weird video thing where it's like zooming in a lot closer than usual, but it's...
Okay. By the way, you owe me notes. I'm sorry to do like housekeeping stuff from HeadGum, normal stuff, but you and Jake owe me notes on the Jake and Amir that's coming out tomorrow.
I thought I watched it and said it was good.
Oh, it's done? You just said it was good. It can be good with notes. It can be good, but there's like a, you know, let's get two frames off of before you say iPad, because you say iPad in the sketch is what made me think of that. Which is what made me think of that. Grace, cut that out. How much money are you worth? Have I ever asked you this?
Me or Grace?
You. Grace, do you have any assets? Probably not, right?
No.
You don't have a house?
I'm currently in my new flat.
Nice. You just moved this weekend?
Yeah. Been a slow process this past week, but I'm in.
That counts. I just moved too. This is my new apartment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that your front door?
It's like an iron door.
More like an iron giant. 12-foot ceilings. 12-foot ceilings because I live in a loft now. Imagine going from a canyon to a loft. Can I ever get a thought out without you saying like, oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Good for you.
Those are all really nice things to say.
Just forget it. I live in a loft, right? I mean, also, we should say that this laptop is teeter-burrowing on the edge of New Jersey. No, it is on a windowsill, and if I make one wrong move, it's flying out the window 8 stories down. Exposed
You're
brick.
On the 8th floor?
Exposed brick. Can you see that?
Yeah, wow. Ooh. You're on the 8th floor?
Not 8th, but I'm trying to make sure people don't know where I live.
That's cool. Yeah. Is that your whole, is it like a whole studio or is there another room?
Can we slow things down for a second?
Let's get a tour.
It's all one room. This is the room. There is a kitchen over there. I need to paint that wall because I don't like the green.
It's a bit of division. It.
Yeah.
It's sort of like downtown loft vibes, but it's not.
Yeah,
like
but
downtown.
Don't say where I live. Especially downtown, because people could go and they could just figure out which building it is.
Nobody would care to see you. You can literally say your address in the title of this episode and it wouldn't affect anything.
Fine. The title of this episode will be my old address because George still lives there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did we end up talking about you when we were talking about Amir's net worth?
I'm put out.
Ew.
What?
I'm put out by you guys today. You're not bringing a lot. I'm tired. I'm excited. I'm ready to do this if you guys are. But what it requires
just
is the three of us getting on the same page. The three of us wanting to put together a good episode. Because here's the thing. The last week's episode was one of the best we've ever done. I would say. It's one of my favorite.
Which was us three.
Top three. No.
No, it was Ozempic. Exactly, it was right. Undeniable.
Yeah, it was pretty great. This week, there's no way it's going to be better, right? So
was the one before that us three?
The one before that was us three. And people wanted more, grace.
That's not what
Continue.
Oh, Ozempic.
How much money do you have in the bank right now? Can you pull up your Bank of America? I assume it's Bank of America. You're not at Bank of America because that's the closest physical branch to your house.
MoveOn.org.
Is it $400,000, do you think? It's probably a little bit less than that.
It's hard to say.
Just in the bank?
Well,
like your balance says 400 grand?
At the very least, I'd love to get a numbers crunch on what interest rate you locked in your mortgage at. Did you refinance in 2020 at 3%?
No, I didn't refinance.
You didn't refinance when mortgage lending rates were under 3% for like a month?
Because I was already under 2.
Oh!
Everybody is getting to it. Get stoned. Come on. Get started. Come on. Get started. Let's get it started.
Yeah. I actually am kind of underwater. A lot of investments that were made in an ill-advised fashion. You talk about interest rates. I am paying through the nose on a variable.
This, Justin. You know how there's that NBA play or mid-season tournament?
Yeah.
I wanted to announce here at the 12th minute that as that's happening, late November, early December, there's going to be a mid-year HeadGum podcast tourney.
Meaning?
What do you mean, meaning? It's a mid-journey tourney.
Like the AI
illustration
bot?
No, no. It's going to be people at the network competing for joy and wisdom. Does that make sense? So instead of East versus West, it's wise versus joy. And the winner gets cash. No one's even a little excited. You guys could both walk home with $500.
Why would I be invited?
Because you.
Why would you be invited? Not a HeadGum employee.
$10.99 contracted. God. No, it's not. Oh my god! It's that like was that was uncalled for.
It's factual.
No,
we're in the same boat.
Was absolutely
fine. You don't want to be part of the tourney. That's fine. But the fact of the matter is that there is no tournament without me because I just came up with it a couple seconds ago.
Okay. Do you think yourself as joy or wisdom?
I probably have a buy in wise. I think I'm the number one seed in wise. Number one
you
seed
have more
in
wisdom. You're the youngest.
I know, but
you
it's
have the least amount of wisdom.
No, because age is but a number, and like Peter doesn't have wisdom to dispense. I'm sorry to say. Like, when was the last time you got advice from fucking Brad?
Over the weekend.
Really?
He told me some good spots to go climbing and things to eat. I'm over in the Pacific Northwest.
Because he knows, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Maybe he's the second seed. He might be the second seed.
Yeah, he's definitely higher than you.
Who do you guys think is the number one seed for joy, though, at the network? It can't be Marika.
The happiest person?
Yeah. Alex Berkman, maybe? It's definitely not Marty.
Oh, it's Will.
It's definitely not Marty. Will.
It's William Conover.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. He smiles a lot.
Yeah.
Grace, no phones at the dinner table type of vibe, right? That's always what the show has been. I have a bunch of stuff to do on here, but you don't see me tap it away, right? So let's keep focused.
Didn't you say you had to drive like 40 miles later?
That's true. Yeah, I'm going to Thousand Oaks to buy a Thousand Oaks.
Have you ever been to Thousand Oaks?
You don't want to chuckle at that?
I already heard you say that joke.
Did you say pass?
Who, me? What?
Okay, Grace.
Come on, man.
Can you say, can you just right now, wild line, can you say pass? So that when I ask you if you said pass, the audience doesn't think I'm fucking insane.
Well, they are, because I'm going to boost me saying, ha.
Yeah. Hang on. I've never done this. I have to phone a friend.
What?
I have to call Marika and save this fucking episode.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How is you're calling her going to save this episode? Are so you going to patch her in for the entire...
We're allowed on phones.
Gotcha again.
Nothing for Marika. This is oh, here we go. Marika, we're doing the HeadGum Podcast right now and things are not going well. Just wanted to know if you could save the episode.
Like now?
Yeah, ASAP would be good. ASAP.
What do you need me to do?
This is good so far. People like seeing your smile. Whenever I see Brownlee's smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love Brown. We're floundering. What? Marika's druthers. I don't know what else to do.
I also don't know what else to do. What are you doing? What are you doing next week, Jeff? Are you in the office at all?
I'm around.
All right. I'll be there on Wednesday and Thursday.
It's too much to commit to.
You said we had a lot to get to today.
You shit. Hung up no. on her.
I'll call her back. You're right. That was rude.
Unbelievable.
Let me just see if she responds.
If she answers.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. I think I was under a bridge or something.
Yeah, under a bridge. Can I see outside your window?
Did you see that billboard?
She's just laughing. Laughing at the view.
I live under a fucking overpass. What do you want me to say? No, there's a very funny billboard right outside my window.
Is it Lemon Daddy?
Is this your, did you move finally?
Yeah, I finally moved. It was my new place. This isn't interesting to anybody.
It kind of is.
No, I agree. Okay. What's that?
I said okay.
Okay.
Grace, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
She says.
I honestly can't hear anyone, so.
She says she's good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Tell her it's 20 past 9.
That's the thing. Amir, it's like a lot of it banks on him. And sometimes he brings it, sometimes he doesn't.
I don't think you need to rely on him as much in that way. I think it's kind of like his presence does enough.
Yeah, I just get anxious, you know, because I see like he looks pissed and then I'm like, oh shit, what did I do wrong? And it's like, it's not about me. It's all about him. Does that make sense?
I guess.
You guess or it is true. You guess? Me talking to my therapist?
you guess or it is true?
Server that gave me my bubble tea today, being named Toast L.
I saw that. Yeah, that was pretty
rare
bad.
Toast L. Tell Marika that.
Amir says rare Toast L. Rare Toast L. Rare Toast L. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Marika. Bye. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Breaking news, actually. Do you guys hear about this? Do you hear about the Jonah Hill shit? The controversy?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's all over the map, man. It's like focus.
Seems like he was focused.
No, it's like he was right there, you know? He was almost good, and then he wasn't.
What do you mean?
Almost good with how?
With hash. With movies, with relationships. He was almost there.
Oh, like generally being regarded as like a cool dude. No one
yeah.
has a problem with. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, this was an odd choice for him.
This was bizarre. He's so insecure. Did you guys read the texts?
Yeah, he wanted his girlfriend to take down pictures of her surfing, even though she's a professional surfer or something.
So he dates a professional surfer. And then this is a text that he sent her on December 2nd, 2021. This is apropos of nothing because there's that little time stamp right before. So they weren't talking already. He says, plain and simple, if you need surfing with men, boundaryless, inappropriate friendships with men, to model, to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendships, this is my favorite one, friendships with women who are in unstable places and from your wild recent past beyond getting lunch or coffee / something respectful. I am not the partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it. And there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for romantic partnerships. My boundaries with you based on the ways these actions have hurt our trust.
What is the hanging out with women in wild situations? What's that one?
Oh, he's just saying if she needs friendships with women who are in unstable places and from your wild recent past, beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful, then he's not the right partner for you.
So like if she wanted to get a dinner with a lady friend, he's like, I'm out. That's a bridge too far for me to handle right now.
I think it depends where the dinner
That's
is.
A no-go. No, it doesn't depend. It's if it's like, when do you guys eat lunch? 4?
No, it's way late.
Really?
Yeah, 12:30.
I haven't had lunch yet.
You're bizarre in every habit, so you're not the litmus test of what's average.
Do you think it's better to be bizarre in habit or in fashion?
Fashion.
Okay.
Was that an alarm?
That was my phone ringing. It's my buddy Ivan.
Do you want to go around and we can all list our own boundaries?
Yeah, what would be... That's a really good idea, but I just... So, these aren't good to have? That's what I was trying to figure out. Why was the internet freaking out? Because I'd love to not date somebody who... Sorry, let me go back to it. I don't want to date somebody who... models.
Okay.
That's inappropriate. Really?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, what's modeling? You know, like, okay, here's the two things that we need to nail down. When is lunch? You're saying it's before 4 or after?
I would say before 3, yeah.
Okay, so no meals after 3. With friends or not, I would say. I think that's a good start. What do you mean, why?
Why is that bad at all?
If she has a hash after 3, let alone after 4, I'd rather you cheat on my ass than to cheat on me with hash.
Yeah.
Because that means, by the way, that she's not eating with me, and that's cheating almost. Second thing we need to figure out is what is modeling, because you can get paid to do it, and that's a job, or you could, like, take a photo of yourself or with others and post it, and that's almost cheating in a hash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I'm on this show, I'm modeling. Right. Behavior.
You should actually delete your Instagram photos.
Really?
Like, he should be mad at you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are kind of off-putting in a way.
Off-color, off-kilter.
Yeah, exactly.
Off-base, left center.
Exactly.
One of them is, I think, just me playing left, right, center. It's just a video. Grace?
What's up?
What are your boundaries?
Oh, pass.
I don't think this show has ever found its stride. There have been one-off gold episodes.
140 at this point, right?
162.
Like, 161.
Yeah,
161. 162, and it still hasn't found its stride / footing.
I just...
Whose fault do you think that is?
I don't care, frankly.
What's the common denominator there?
Honestly, Marika.
No.
Because this episode isn't going super well, and she was on it.
Yeah, you dragged her in and hung her up.
To
you
dry.
You her out to dry. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think what we need to do is figure out our boundaries personally and with the show. Grace, let me get their exact wording. What are your boundaries with your partners based on the way actions have hurt your trust in others? For me, it's you cannot model, which is any photo of you cannot happen. That's not okay with me. Even like as simple as being on camera on a Zoom that is not recorded is going to be a no-go for daddy.
Okay, are you done?
What's that?
Are you done? I didn't want to interrupt. I know you have you're kind of a stickler for that.
And no dinner.
I would like to set a boundary right now.
Okay.
I do think the camera is too close to Amir's face.
I don't even know if face is the right word for it today. I feel like it's visage.
Yeah. It's this iPad. My computer is sort of acting a fool, so I thought I'd go iPad, but it's doing like this. I don't even know what this feature is called. It's like sort of like tracking my face left and right.
We should have Alex Berkman on the show and do a segment called Berkting a Fool. And it's basically like her observation of who's been off that week at the office.
Berkting a Fool?
It's like shacting a fool.
Kind of.
And so it's Alex being like, JaVale McGee.
We don't really make fun of JaVale anymore. He sort of proved himself.
What about me and Grace basketball trivia? Because we're both sort of hoops heads.
Okay, right. And then maybe instead of that, we dive into 36 hours in Walsall.
Right. So, like, I'm pitching you kind of fun little ideas. And, like, when Marika's on, things are going well. And you hang up and cut to a commercial. Then, like, I pitch you something interesting. You say, actually, let's do the opposite. You're sort of averse to any natural joy that could accidentally happen out of this thing.
I know,
this is
but
a
like
rose growing out of concrete, and you're just plucking it over and over. I'm offering you some insight,
and I'm putting it in a milk bottle with some water, putting it on a desk.
Wisdom.
Yes, that's wisdom. Grace, I don't think I have you on Instagram. What's your Instagram? We were just texting.
Charles Barkley. We
have. I got it. I got it. Okay. So. As we know, the last time you were on, we were talking about the best fish and chips in Walsall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you nail down where they are?
No, but I can verify that I gave a bad answer.
Okay.
Abel Wells, not the one.
And I was recently in Traverse City, and I was wondering if it maybe could give Walsall a run for its money, because there was a recently shuttered storefront called Scalawags White Fish and Chips. And on the sign, they have a website, which is helpful because you're already at the store. What's Walsall's answer to Scalawags in Traverse City, Michigan?
Ambivalence.
Sometimes this show makes me want to shift back to, like, I don't know, finance or something. Let's keep going.
You were never in finance.
You were in finance?
I had a savings once.
Yeah, that's unrelated.
Was working at Carpool Karaoke and getting overpaid. So I had like a savings account. Ended
you
up
had
sinking
a job
it all.
Once.
Yeah. That was a while ago.
You peaked at age 20. That's really fucking sad.
I know, and it's hard
How
to
are
like
you
reconcile
over the hill
with
and also 26.
It's hard like, to like
hard to stomach slash fathom, right?
I know. And I feel like the only thing that could fix
even
it all
in your late 20s yet.
Yeah.
And it feels like the best is behind. Like, that's such a weird timeline to be on. You peaked so fast and young that it's weird to be, like, thinking about new steps slash directions in your life. And are you still 25?
Yeah, I'm
like, how does that happen, man? And you can't even like pinpoint it. You can't be like, this one thing went wrong. It's not like you had a rock bottom. It's just been a slow kind
Jeff,
of fucking sad. Oh yeah,
because we were talking about very briefly about Chef Kevin last time I was on.
Oh yeah, that's
and
funny.
You were saying that he owns a house now.
He has a house. Yeah,
yeah.
And in many ways, you. were kind of the Chef Kevin to
exactly
Jake and Amir's Hollywood Handbook, as it were. My theory is, do you feel like you bet on the wrong horse? Because Kevin has a house. You don't even have a job. So Amir's saying you can't pinpoint the moment where everything went wrong, but I think there's a pretty clear indicator that that's a sliding door.
Moment, yeah.
Yeah, so you think I should have hitched my wagon to Hayes and Sean?
Just from the evidence we have.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Well,
like
we don't know if Kevin
issue,
like
too.
Yeah, cuz it might be like how I spend my money and how he spent money or didn't. And then he's also I think married, so he has like a dual income and I'm alone and thin ankled.
You move a lot.
I move a lot cuz everybody
Which
kicks
costs
me
money,
out,
right?
Yeah, it's hard because I got movers and there was like $600 and then like that's a lot of money.
Right.
That's basically, if you parse it out, that's $50 a month I could have spent on extra rent. And then you have to get some new furniture. What's that?
It is very sweet that you're willing to blame yourself and not. I did just give you an out to blame Amir, but you prefer
I don't think ultimately it's my fault. I'm just trying to like, because it's better to take back your agency and be like, oh, what can I change? If I blame it all on Amir, I can't change anything.
Well, you can.
But there's always travel.
travel.
Having a breakdown at TSA. Shit ass! I could have been Kevin!
And
let's
not
spend
even
36
clear.
Minutes in Walsall, England, courtesy.
36 minutes?
Grace sent me this Instagram story of how to spend 36 minutes in Walsall. Our tour begins, says Harper. That's a great first name. Why isn't your first name Harper? And your last name, Sorry, go ahead.
No, please suggest a last name for me.
Oh, like Hansen.
You want my name to be Harper Hansen?
I think you would have been an erotic novelist. I really do.
Okay.
Our tour begins upon your arrival at Walsall
bus
station.
My sliding doors. Go on.
They built it in the year 2000. Late. And my class took a trip to visit it and had to ask people on the street what they thought about it. It was a geography project. We took a public bus and all had to bring bus fare from home. On this trip, we also visited a new roundabout, which was a 6-foot diameter lightly domed circle at the center of a junction.
Who wrote this?
Grace.
Got it.
On the way back from the school trip, we got on a different bus that took us to the back of school. But the gate was locked. So we all crawled through a known hole in the fence, including our teacher. 2 people have died due to this bus station's extremely confusing layout. So that's the first minute in Walsall. The second one is
35 more.
The second one is this piece of art with no title or artist attributed to it. I don't think it's that bad, but yeah. Walsall High Street. Here we see the lower end of Walsall High Street. When I was a teenager, the market, just so you guys can all see, pretty good.
Minute 3 of 36 that you're reading.
I don't know how many minutes.
Another hour to get through this. You're spending 2 to 5 minutes for every second.
All right, well, this one is just for anybody who has swag, apparently. So.
I didn't specify it was for you specifically.
Yeah.
I think you have swag, but...
Oh, Poundland. Is that a... What is that?
It's a brothel.
What do you think it is?
I thought it was a brothel, yeah. Do you think they have brothels in Bethel?
Bethlehem?
That could be cool. So what if it was like a... What if it was a brothel called Ham in Bethel? Ham.
What if it was a bone brothel? Jeff.
This is a disaster. Oh, the new art gallery of Walsall. There's a wharf?
Yeah.
Episode ends right there.
There's a wharf. Grace said, in France, the geese say honk honk. I don't know if that joke landed.
I just want to rewind 20 minutes and you're like, we got to go. We got a lot to get through today. Now Okay. It's we've done nothing and you're just reading an Instagram story.
We were supposed to say our boundaries.
Minutes
we were
time.
Supposed to dissect the Jonah Hill controversy.
We did that.
We didn't at all.
We did it.
We said he was a bad guy and could have been good. We said he was insecure.
Good. Yeah.
You never thought he would have been a good guy. You're shitting yourself if you didn't think, oh, that guy could be a good guy.
Anybody can be a good guy.
You have famous people in your phone number. You know what bothers me about famous people, at least the famous people I know? They don't bother with like texting normal. All of these texts from Jonah have like weird punctuation periods where there don't need to be capital letters hither than thither. I'm like, just because you're famous doesn't mean you can't like format this so that it doesn't look like you're having a panic attack. You don't find that to be true? Rose McIver, Ben Schwartz. Fucking.
Yeah, they're both normal.
They text normal? Really?
Yeah.
UTK? Yeah. What about him?
Pretty normal, yeah.
You're still on Mayer's close friend story, right? Does he ever punctuate normal? John Mayer?
Yeah.
He's normal. So it's maybe just Jonah Hill and
Finn Wolfhard texts weird.
He just doesn't capitalize things sometimes. Although, no, that's not true. The last couple of times he's texted me, it's been fine. Wait, what was the last thing you just said, Grace?
I want to know what's on the wall behind a mirror, like a blood spot.
Well, I can't show you. I have to move my head and then have it just follow me there.
Wait, did you finally get rid of that rope? Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's the rope. Cool.
What is this app? Is this for like camgirling?
I think it's my iPad, like built in. Maybe it's Zoom that's like doing motion.
Word of the week. I can't believe it took 38 minutes.
Building.
What?
iPad.
I definitely said that. One of the first things I said.
Grace, let's talk about what's dating that? In Walsall.
Okay.
How's the dating pool there?
My gardeners just got here, so like, okay. It's going to be loud and dodgy.
G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R-S or G-U-A-R-D-N-E-R-S? The second one being someone who shows up to sort of
protect the home. Yeah.
Hold the fort, down.
Yeah.
Grace, how's the dating pool in Walsall? Answer
I
fast.
I haven't really been dating, to be honest. I've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
Haven't made time for it, and that's fine.
So no one's sort of tickling your fancy or you're fancying them? What do the people say in England? Do they say fancy? Oh, I fancy him.
Yeah, but it's more, that's more, yeah.
Sure.
I guess. Especially at uni. It feels like childish.
Right. Yeah, that's like having a crush. And what we're talking about here is, what you're saying is true love?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not looking for that right now.
What do you want? You want to just have fun or you want to be alone forever?
This is a really bad Zoom date, man. You know what she wants. It's to not answer these questions from you publicly.
I can bleep anything you don't want shown. I'm just trying to get to the crux of the episode. We haven't had that moment where it's like, there it is. You know what I mean?
I think last the Marika week, moment was it.
So we should end it at 35 whenever you said that. Oh, would be funny if you ended it right there. Maybe we do that.
No, it was a little, that was a little early. I was cutting it off a little early.
Yeah, but then we can edit it quicker and get it done.
Yeah, I don't think
that works. Think about freezing eggs.
Eggs aren't that expensive. I feel like just keep getting them every week.
Eggs are pretty expensive.
You mean freezing ovary eggs?
Yeah.
I'm pro, because I think a lot of people have to change their life when they're not ready. But they know they want to have kids, but maybe not at 32. So what if you could do it at 49? What if you could do it at 80? Let's freeze them eggs.
Well, yeah, that's true. 8-year-olds can freeze them eggs.
That's what you sound like sometimes. When you hiccup specifically.
Gardeners are coming. It's going to be loud. It's going to be real loud.
What you haven't done?
Just like general leaf blowing, weed whacking,
hash slinging,
loudness creating a dog to be loud. And it's
can I ask you how many times a week do your gardeners come?
It's every other week, but on
there
Mondays.
You go. That's what they should do. My old house, we lived below the landlords, and every Thursday, guy with a leaf blower. I'm like, there aren't enough. The seasons don't change in the city. You don't need someone coming once a week. You need them to come twice a month at most. Grace, let's hear from you about freezing eggs.
Just a consideration I've been having. What is that something pivot. I need to think about? Or, you know, these
isn't
the
it really expensive?
Just, yeah. And that is a consideration too.
Yeah.
But
maybe. That probably isn't covered by insurance, let alone HeadGum's insurance, which, for the record, is not good.
No, can I invoice for this, too?
I think so.
Oh, fun.
Also, are we doing double drive time for the HeadGum podcast going forward, where it's like everybody who does it gets paid twice for the hour because it's so hard for y'all for some reason?
I can't stress how close this gardener is to my house. He's 6 inches away from the wall, and so am I. I feel like I've never been closer.
Can you tilt
whacking,
the thing?
Whacking, trimming. No, oh yeah, let's see.
Not for
Jeff, what would you do on Patreon?
On Patreon for this show?
Yeah.
I would do like a mailbag. I would do like a one-on-one 60-minute style thing, you know, where I really take it to somebody's ass. I would do live streams where people could ask me anything. Maybe like...
So why don't you?
Because I don't own the rights to the show, so to do that, we need Marty's approval. And so far, the budget's not there, even though...
Why don't you do like a sort of knockoff?
You're a chair now. I forgot he had that sign. A knockoff of this show just on Patreon. I don't know how many people would subscribe to that, and also they would maybe be like, you can't do that. That's the thing. HeadGum likes to act like it's so creator friendly, but it's only creator friendly when they want to help the specific person. You know what I mean? They don't particularly care about my ass. They just don't want me to sue. They just don't want me to sue.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.